It's going to happen, but Utah Open Lands Executive Director Wendy Fisher says it's not time to sit back and rest. She says the fundraising effort is a stunning example of how people come together to do the right thing.
This is a historic, miraculous moment to realize how far we have come. And I would urge anybody who was concerned about whether or not we would get it across the finish line to help make sure that we do and cut those last dollar checks. Right now, with a hopeful Salt Lake County commitment, we, looking at the totals today, we believe we're $250,000 away, a little bit more than that, but about $250,000 away.
Fisher says she's been involved in saving land for a long time, and the work done by so many organizations in the last 5 months is historic because it will set a tone for the future of land preservation in Utah.
Utah Open Lands has been preserving treasured landscapes for 27 years now, and 5 months, $13 million, 11 different nonprofit organizations. And some of these organizations, in fact, I believe all of them, put Bonanza Flat and raising money ahead of other projects and even ahead of raising day-to-day operation money.
As of last week, the shortfall on the $38 million purchase price was about $4 million. Salt Lake County Council voted last week to approve a $1.5 million donation to the open space purchase, but that is still not finalized. The city's press release states that, quote, due to Park City's exceptional bond rating, the city was poised in the market to get the best value for their bond. The result is that Park City has an additional $2.7 million to add to the $25 million already approved by voters.
Well, Utah Open Lands is absolutely astounded and excited that Park City's not turning its back on Bonanza Flat and is going to move forward with the purchase. I think we can safely say that this is really going to happen, but now is the time to cut those last-minute checks because we are not done. There's still a gap there, but everybody can rest assured that the city is going to make this happen, and that's tremendous. Holy smokes.
Park City Mayor Jack Thomas says the purchase agreement isn't signed, but the support has been widespread, with many thousands of individuals donating to the effort.
We're basically a half a million shy of concluding this fundraising effort to meet that $13 million. We're absolutely committed to seeing that happen. You know, we're very excited. I mean, did you know that there are over 3,500 individuals that have given funds to Bonanza Flat? It's incredible, sure. And, I mean, varying degrees, but all of it certainly appreciated. And that's not counting the $25 million that the community stepped up for. So 3,500 folks. And I think it's from all across the Wasatch Front and Summit County, the Wasatch Back. We've had widespread support from so many people. And we just need to finish the job here.
June 15th is the closing date for the Bonanza Flat sale, and Mayor Thomas says they'll be signing on Thursday with a celebration planned for Friday afternoon. Stay tuned to KPCW for details. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.